You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some IPO news. Inox Green Energy made a weak debut on the domestic indices today, listing at Rs 60.5 on the BSE and Rs 60 on the NSE. The IPO price band was set between Rs 61 to Rs 65. The company's shares were available on the grey market for a discount of Rs 1, which had hinted at a subdued listing. The IPO sought to raise funds through issue of fresh shares and OFS that comprised Rs 370 crore each, taking the total issue size to Rs 740 crore. The company will use the capital to repay certain borrowings availed and for general corporate purposes. Meanwhile, Adani Enterprises Limited, the flagship firm of Asia's richest person, is considering issuing at least $1.8 billion in new shares, according to people familiar with the matter, Bloomberg reported. Billionaire Gautam Adani's conglomerate is working with advisors on the follow-on issue and could sell the shares as soon as next year, the people said, asking not to be identified as the information is private. The sale could even raise as much as $2.4 billion, one of the people said. The issue would diversify the shareholder base and build the firm's credibility and acceptance among investors, the people said. More research firms are expected to cover the company in the next 6 months, one of the people said. In the economy sector, India and the Gulf Cooperation Council will announce the launch of negotiations for a free trade agreement on Thursday, which aims at promoting two-way commerce and investments between the regions, an official said. GCC is a union of six countries in the Gulf region: Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Kuwait, Oman, and Bahrain. India's exports to the GCC member countries grew by 58.26% to about US$44 billion in 21-22, as against US$27.8 billion in 2020-21, according to data from the Commerce Ministry. The share of GCC members in India's total imports rose to 18% in 2021-22 from 15.5% in 2020-21. Bilateral trade has increased to US$154.73 billion in 2021-22 from US$87.4 billion in 2020-21. GCC officials will be here for the announcement, the official said. Let's get an update on the US stock market. Wall Street has already taken the Federal Reserve's interest rate hike trajectory into account as US stocks ended the day higher. Investors revised their expectations after Federal Reserve members said they plan to keep raising interest rates but are open to lowering their pace. As a result, US stocks rallied as investors bet on easing of interest rate hikes and inflation by the December end. Tuesday saw US stocks rise, closing near the day's highs. S&P 500 closed higher by 1.36%, Dow 30 was up by 397 points or 1.18%, while Nasdaq Composite also gained 1.36% at Tuesday's close. Positive earnings reports from a few retailers, notably Best Buy Co. and Abercrombie & Fitch Co., also improved trading session morale. In the tech world, Mark Zuckerberg-led Meta recently made an announcement which caters to Gen Z in terms of privacy and security on the social media applications Instagram and Facebook. In order to enhance their user experience along with maintaining virtual security, new policies related to privacy are being rolled out. A significant update is that any new user joining Facebook who falls under the age category 16 to 18 will be given more privacy setting options by default, which are spread anywhere from posting pictures and tagging people to friends list and private chats. To begin with, Meta is introducing notifications which will appear on mobile screens of teen users of Instagram and Facebook, which will inform them about reporting accounts, encourage them to keep their privacy set up at all times, and safety notices to identify inappropriate or problematic messages. Moving on, after Twitter, Google and Meta, now the American technology giant Hewlett-Packard Company wants to conduct layoffs in the company. The company on Tuesday announced that it is planning to slash up to 6,000 jobs over the coming few years. The job cuts will happen globally, accounting for nearly 12% of the global workforce of the company. The current known strength of HP stands at 51,000 members worldwide. The said mass layoff will happen over the next 3 years, with final rounds to happen in 2025. And lastly, the stock market. Sensex ended at 61,510, while Nifty ended at 18,267. Nifty PSU Bank and Nifty Media ended the day with gains of over 1%, while Nifty Metal fell 0.4%. Volatility gauge India VIX closed at 14.04, up 1.44%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.